Welcome back to another Creative Encounter Podcast episode. I'm your host, Juett Z. Payne, and you are back for episode 45 of this podcast. Welcome. I'm here with a great friend who I literally just met like about a week ago, my guy Timothy Moore. Timothy, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing amazing, sir. Man, I'm excited to be here.
Man, this is dope. All right, so I'm going to tell y'all about our connection in a moment. But first, remember, Creative Encounter Podcast is on YouTube. We are on Spotify. We're on Apple Podcasts. We're on all of the platforms where podcasts are. So please go ahead and subscribe, leave a review, leave a rating, all of that good stuff so we can reach so many more Kingdom creatives through this podcast. Okay, so again, but without further ado, my guy Timothy Moore is here in the house. How you doing, my guy?
Doing good, sir. We got to do this.
Hey, I know. Yeah. That's a thumbnail.
I know. There you got a thumbnail. Bam!
That's
right.
Look,
see?
But dude, so, okay, so we just met and kicked it off like right away. So we were just at the Accelerator Business Summit.
Man, it was so good.
It was so dope. So that was our girl, Martha. Yeah. So Martha put this whole thing together for businesses, startups, entrepreneurs to just connect and just learn the ins and outs of business and entrepreneurship, just so we can just take our industry and stuff to the next level. Yeah.
What was that? Anybody watching? Yeah. Tinley Park.
Mm-hmm.
Martha Rozo?
Rozo, something like that.
Martha R-O-Z-Z-O, something like that.
We'll put the asterisk. We'll probably put the little asterisk with that.
Right.
In case she's watching. In case she's watching. There we go. Right. But no, it was just like, it was so good. And it was just all the networking was like, for me, that was the best part. And then just walking around, you know, I was promoting Payne Duo Productions, doing video and photography. And then we connected right away. And you started talking about vision.
Yes.
You started talking about vision. And that just sparked it in me first. If you watch all these episodes, you'll see, like, that's a big thing I love talking about.
Mm.
Just, like, destiny, vision, calling, purpose. Mm. That's what this whole thing is about. And so I was like, oh, yeah, we gotta have you on here because you have something that you can really be a blessing to the creative, you know?
Yeah, but tell me, for real.
And it is destiny because, first off, you were just here for the weekend. You're not even from Chicago.
I'm not even from Chicago.
Right. So where are you from?
I'm from Omaha, Nebraska.
Nebraska.
Yeah. I didn't even really want to come, except my girl, she was like, you know, you need to come. And I was like, she was like, you need to come. I was like, fine.
Yeah.
So.
Wow. That's
shout out
awesome.
To Takara.
Yeah, come on, Takara. She the best.
She the best.
Man, that was so good. So, you're here for the weekend, so tell me a little bit about, like, just how it was, you know, coming up here, just being in this new area, connecting with the different individuals, all of that stuff.
Yeah, so, you know, definitely I love connecting with people. Mm-hmm. I'm a people person.
Yeah.
So, you know, my energy comes from just feeling people's vibe, you know, laughing, cracking jokes, you know, making fun of them, slapping them in the back of the head.
Right, that's all we doing,
you know, you know, if I can get away with it, get punched in the mouth,
right,
so... But it, I love just because this was mostly Latinos.
Yeah.
You know, the Hispanic culture.
Mm-hmm.
And just the comparison of how the black folks do things and the dynamic of our networking events versus the way other cultures, specifically Latinos. And I just thought it was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
It was pulled off with excellence.
Yeah.
Not that our events aren't excellent, but the people were just so friendly.
Yeah. It was very, it just felt very festive.
Festive and friendly.
Yeah, because did you stay for the gala?
No, I didn't go to the gala.
Oh, man, the gala was popping. I mean, they had the dancers.
Okay.
They had, like, the live singing. And it was just exciting.
The energy was high.
Yeah, the energy, you know. And I feel like, you know, our culture's always just like that, you know.
You know,
black culture, Hispanic culture and stuff, we just be like,
we can party now.
We be partying.
Yeah, you know? We can party now.
So, man, it was a jam. So it was like, look, business, but then mixed it with just like, the fun aspect of it, which it should be.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? So it's crazy. So what got you into your business? Let's tell me a little bit about your business and what it's called.
So it's Vision Writers USA.
Mm-hmm.
I go by the name of the Clarity Doctor, and I was just, someone just love gave that. Me that moniker one time as, you know, we were working on some branding stuff, and then she was like, oh, you know what? I think it's the Clarity Doctor. And I was like, Clarity Doctor? You know, a new idea comes, you kind of, and then so I sat with it for a minute. I was like, yeah, okay, that'll work. But really it birthed from, and I kind of shared this with you, I used to blame my dad for everything.
Mm.
Like, because he was absent from my life most of, you know, the years of growing up.
Yeah, we did talk about that. It's the same situation,
Yep, and so just being full of blame when things didn't go right.
Mm.
I would break down and just be mad at him because he wasn't around because there was just certain things that I didn't know about being a man, being an adult.
Yep.
So fast forward about 4 years ago, he passed away. Mm. So I'm at the funeral. I'm crying on his casket, bawling my eyes. I was just broken.
Yeah.
So I'm like, why am I crying? He wasn't around most of my life. And then it would hit me. I don't have anybody else to blame for my shortcomings.
Wow.
Because he's gone.
Yeah.
So how do you blame a dead person?
Yeah.
You know, then I really realized it wasn't on him. Whether he's around or whether he's not, it's on me. So once I had that eye-opener, I said, okay, forgive him, let him go, appreciate him for what he did, deposit in my life. I need to figure this thing out for me. And by that time, I had my master's degree, been doing software development for, you know, 15-plus years, made decent money, but I still felt incomplete, still felt like just struggling. But then I heard, write the vision, make it plain, read it, and then you'll run.
Yeah.
So I was okay. So let me write a vision statement. How do you write a vision statement? Figured that out because I was already doing that volunteer-wise, like for a church at the time. So I knew about vision statements. So I was like, all right, well, let me write one for me.
Yeah.
Wrote that vision down, and out of that vision birthed my company, Vision Writers USA.
That's crazy.
Because once I wrote that vision for me, and it gave myself purpose. Like, I saw future. I saw something that I could aspire to that I created. Prior to that, it's jobs giving you direction, military giving you direction, mom and dad, mom giving you direction. Like, everybody's trying to give you direction. This is what you should be. This is what you should do. Groupthink. You hang around with this group of people. They're all saying, this is what you should do.
I'm going to go along with it.
You know, so you're we're constantly going with the flow and, you know, the group's direction and vision. So once I got my own, I was able to just continue to pull away, and just the trajectory of my life just changed. And I just became happier, freer, independent, just walking in my own truth. And that's when I was just like, okay, I got to do this for other people. Because I know people are struggling, because most of us don't have vision statements. Like, we just go with the flow.
And that's something we talked about now. A big thing, now I'm going to talk about this here, but this book, this is Timothy's book here. It's called 12-Week Vision Alignment Journal.
Yes.
It's dope. So he blessed me with this the other day, so I'm about to just write this bad boy up because it's awesome. Because something he mentioned to me, we were talking about goals. You know, I have these goals, you know, day to day and all of this stuff. And then you asked me, you're like, what's your, like, your end goal, like your ultimate goal that you focus on. I was like, oh yeah, I definitely have that. You know, it's in my head, whatever. So you're like, no, you cut me off. You're like, write it down. You told me, you said you got to write it down so that nothing blocks you. You are just like clear cut, going straight. And then I love the tag on here. It says, from being unaligned to being aligned.
Right.
It's just that straightforward. You're unaligned. It's like, you're just like, what you going to do, like, if your wheels aren't aligned on the car, right?
Ooh,
you know, it's a hot mess, right? You have to be aligned to be able to go straight. You know, you're going to start veering off easily, just veering off, and that shouldn't be happening. You know, you want to stay on that straight and narrow, you know? So, man, this blessed me, and I'm going to be jumping on this soon. But I was going to say, like, with that, with the alignment part, or rather, with the vision part, how do you kind of, you know, operate?
Connect to that. So, what I look at alignment as, or even goals, like, everybody has goals, you know, I'm not going to say everybody, but people have things that they want to achieve. So we talk about SMART goals, put a date, put a time on it, something measurable. The thing is, I always compare having goals to is sending an email and then having an attachment. So you type up an email, they have the body, and then you attach to it. So having goals is like having an attachment in an email with nobody, because you attach you put the attachment to the body. You have the text, and then you have an attachment to support the message. The vision is the message. That's the end goal. That's the outcome that you want. I'm careful not to call the vision a goal, because it is a difference. It's, you know, it's not just semantics. Goals are things that you check off. Vision is something that you don't achieve. You don't check off the vision. It's something that's always so far out in front of you. And a lot of us, that's hard. And it was hard for me to wrap my mind around that. You mean I'm not going to achieve this? Mm-hmm. No, because it needs to stay big enough to continue to inspire. Mm. If you check it off, what's going to inspire you now?
Right. Like, and then it becomes like, you know, you need a new vision.
You need new vision. You know,
right. But it's just always just ongoing, just pressing you forward.
Yes.
That you're just always doing.
There you go. Yeah. And then you attach the goals to the direction that you're going. Mm-hmm. So now you have an endless ability to create goals that are in alignment.
I love that.
You know what I mean?
So for example, for me, as a recording artist, I could be like, you know, I want to be able to, you know, just really just be out there and just reach up the masses, you know, through music and just fellowship and just meeting people and all of those connections and stuff. And that's not like, oh, once I have my first, you know, humongous performance in a stadium or something, then I met this. It's like, no, because it's an ongoing thing.
Just it's an
every
ongoing
day.
Thing.
You're living in it.
You're living in it
all the time and stuff. I love that. That's so dope.
And that is what vision is. It's once you say what your vision is, I'm saying the philosophy is you're living in it immediately.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like, oh, I'm working on it, not this constant, you know, I'm trying to get there, I'm trying to become. No, I am.
Wow, yeah, that's good.
I am.
Come on.
This is what I am.
Yeah.
So talk about Pain Productions. Mm-hmm. Pain Productions is a global whatever, a global ministry, a global recording platform to reach the masses for the upliftment of the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
So as soon as you said that's what it is, it's on.
Yeah.
That's what you see.
And as you trek in that vision, you're living in it,
you're
doing these goals and stuff to just keep taking it to the next level.
Yes.
Man, dude, that's so dope. And that's why, because I was skimming through this, I was excited. I was like, okay, the summit is over.
Yeah.
I was like, now I can just start diving into this. And it's cool because my birthday is coming up.
Okay.
So, you know, I'm kind of one of those people that's like around those different seasons and stuff like that. Like, what's the next steps? What are some things I want to accomplish, you know,
within the next
season and stuff? So it's like perfect timing.
Right. So now you saw my email, my message about the group and the survey.
Yes.
Because it won't be alone. Because my thing is with this, a lot of times we'll start and then quit.
Yeah.
And so I don't want you all to start this thing and just add it to the list of what you didn't complete.
Because
what that's called is negative momentum and negative energy or negative success.
Mm-hmm.
And that is when we pick up stuff that we don't plan on completing.
Yeah.
And we have too many of those things that we didn't complete.
Oh, yeah.
So now we've created negative momentum, negative success, and we're less likely to create positive success if we continue to pick up things that we don't plan on completing.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea is pick up this 12 book and complete it.
Yeah.
So I want to encourage you, and we start off together for the first 4 weeks, and then, all right, boom, slingshot on, finish it out.
Yeah.
So,
Oh, man, that's so dope. I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, so now just kind of backtracking a little bit, you started, you know, kind of sharing your story a bit as far as, you know, like it's up to me to start moving forward. It's like the word tells us, you know, be transformed by renewing your mind. You know, you got to have that mental shift and all that stuff. But like, you know what? I can't blame anyone else for my legacy, for my journey and things like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what are some situations that led you to even create this? Like, did you talk to someone, or like, where were you at? Do you remember the moments when you're like, man, I need to start creating this for people? And how was that season, like the ups and downs of that? You know?
So, I mean, I guess if you look at what was going on in my life prior to the death of my dad, it was my third divorce, which at that point I was really like going through a time of uncertainty, just frustrated, mad about the situation, mad about myself, feeling like a failure again, you know what I mean? So now it goes back to, well, if my dad would have been around to show me how to be a man, to show me how to be a husband, to show me all those things, then I wouldn't be going through this. There's that blame. So, it's really the culminating thing was, here's the death of your father. Boom, this man's gone. So, your idea, probably in the back of my mind, I didn't know it. I probably was hoping for some kind of reconciliation where he would show up, save the day, and be like, I'm your dad, and I'm going to, you know, show you all those things that you never knew and teach you and download, even though you're in your 40s, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
somehow I probably was hoping that there would be something like that, like a dream in the back of my head. So I think that added to, you know, the tears and the brokenness of him passing away. So knowing that that never happened, so it was, okay, you got to figure this thing out for yourself. So that's the backdrop. So, you know, death of my father, you know, third divorce, financially feeling just like I didn't have enough money, couldn't get my finances right. Just a culmination of all kind of stuff, you know, to where it's like there's got to be a change, you know.
And then what drew you to kind of composing this? What was that shift that led you to like... Like, where did you start finding the change? Like, I know you're getting into the word,
so,
you know, connecting with people and stuff, and then leading you to create it.
So I will say this. I dug once I saw that scripture, once it really just hit, write the vision. A lot of times we read scripture, but we don't understand it. So when I actually applied that, write the vision. Make it plain, and I spent time getting clarity, making it plain, digging in and asking myself, do I want to spend the rest of my life in this vein of helping other people get vision? And the answer was yes. You love this thing. You remember how painful it was running around this life and this world without clarity. Jumping from thing to thing, MLMs, all these promises online of some kind of future fulfillment, just constantly being bombarded. So I knew things weren't working. That was it. And like, I knew it wasn't working. Like, there's got to come to a point where you know things are not working the way they are.
That's good.
And then, then the decision comes in and says, are you going to do something different?
That's crazy you just mentioned that because, you know, another reason you and I, we clicked, we both listened to Myron Golden. You know, that's he's the man. And he was mentioning the same thing. It's like when you get to a place where you realize, like, this isn't working, it's literally madness to continue to in continue. That same thing. You got to get to a point where you say, this isn't working. I need to literally just take this away completely and put in something brand new.
Put in something brand
new. And start like that. So I love that, man.
Put in a new program.
Yeah.
I mean, the program that I was constantly on was giving me the same results. And I literally, even before I started the business, I was doing studies on words like paradigms. And paradigm shifts. Never heard the word before. I was like, what's a paradigm? You know, so I dug in and I wrote this whole 15, 20 page just document on paradigm with diagrams. And this was probably 10 years before I even thought. Didn't know that that was the beginning of my journey to personal development and just helping people understand vision. I'll give you another way out story. Took a mission trip to Belize. And part of that, and everybody on the mission trip had a job to do. So you got trained to do something. So I was trained, get this, on how to fit people with glasses.
Vision right there, right?
When I connected those dots, it was like, okay, so it just came back to me like, I don't know, a couple years back. You know, I'm thinking about that. So they trained me on how to take the eye chart, read the eye chart, check their eyes, do the whole nine thing, just the whole thing. So they, a doctor, optometrist, gave like a whole bag of just old glasses, donated them for the trip. So I spent 2 weeks just fitting people all day long with glasses, doing their eyesight, and watching people gain clarity. Kids who'd never really seen the world clearly. Always blurry. Adults, their whole life, having all these needing eye adjustments, sight adjustment, putting things on and looking around for the first time, like seeing detail. Never seeing detail that's before, crazy, seeing color, never seeing be able to see far, like being just, and I was like, I want to be a doctor. I want to be an eye doctor. Like, I was ready to come back to the States and, you know, like change my career because I had been a software developer. But I was like, okay, that's not feasible. So
I got new school all over.
You know what I'm saying? So I came, you know, continued on. But then again, like 5 years later, after that, 5 to 6, that's when things shifted. And it was like, okay, I'm doing vision. I'm helping people sight, but it's not physical sight. It's this mental sight. So, you know, it's a lot to be said about being able to see.
Yeah.
I mean, I could go like
come on.
Just the main thing is, and it's simple. It says, mm-hmm. you know, we become what we see.
Yeah.
And so because the way the mind works is we internalize what we look externally.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We internalize everything. And so when you look out at something, mm-hmm. you then imagine whether you can emulate it or copy it
mm-hmm.
or become it or duplicate it. Like our minds are literally like copy machines.
Yeah.
You know? And so when you see kids who grow up in these bad neighborhoods, they're copying machines. They're yeah. imaging,
yeah.
imagining mm-hmm. everything that they see externally. Mm-hmm. Then they're taking it and redirecting it mm-hmm. inwardly.
Yeah. Yep, that's it.
And then projecting it back outwardly. Mm-hmm. So if there's no vision of something that doesn't exist, mm-hmm. if you can only vision what is already imaged, mm-hmm. you're limited.
Yeah.
But when you can envision or mm-hmm. image something that does not mm-hmm. exist, mm-hmm. the sky is not even the limit.
Yeah, yeah,
there is
it.
No limit. Because on. I can image literally anything. Mm-hmm. I hear, and real quick, I'm going to talk forever. But I always say this,
yeah.
that for a long time, my imagination mm-hmm. was held captive
mm.
by pornography.
Mm.
It was held captive. Mm-hmm. So I had an imagination.
Yeah.
But it definitely wasn't along the lines of business.
Yeah.
It wasn't along the lines of creating opportunity mm-hmm. for myself to generate money or yeah. wealth mm-hmm. or business. It was generating something else
yeah.
for myself.
Yep, yep.
It was held captive.
Yeah.
So anytime I even thought about trying to be successful in those terms or doing mm-hmm. anything more, the only thing I could do was go back to mm-hmm. what my imagination had already had been downloaded mm-hmm. into mm-hmm. for years.
Yeah.
That was in my imagination. I couldn't shake it until I had to go through, again, a breaking process mm-hmm. to break out of that.
That's it.
To be able to imagine something new.
That's
and I think a lot of people are like that. Their imagination is held captive mm-hmm. by something else.
Yep.
And they wow. can't pursue what they really want to pursue. Those dreams, those goals, those ideas. They go back to whatever their imagination is held captive to.
Wow. Man, you better slow down. That's so good. That's so good because that goes right back to what you were saying as far as reprogramming.
Mm-hmm.
You got to reprogram it. Like some of this, the old stuff has to be taken out.
Has to be
you
taken know? Out.
He said you just can't, you cannot put new wine Man. Into the old wineskins.
Man, it'll
you just,
bust.
You just can't. It's going to bust. It it'll just bust. Doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
So for you to even have that new vision, it starts with literally being open to, you got to be open.
Mm-hmm.
Which means it has to be cleared out, all of the previous, the negative, mm. all that stuff has to go.
Yeah.
And you just fill it in. Like you said, it was that clarity came when you got into that word. It's like, we're talking about truth.
Mm.
It's like when you put truth in there, mm-hmm. anything that tries to come and bombard us that is not truth, mm-hmm. it just won't fit. Because you look at it, you're like, this literally just can't, it doesn't match.
Yeah,
it's not a match. It's not a match, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Man, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's so, good stuff, bro.
Yeah, it is. So tell me, so like if someone were to be a part of your program,
mm-hmm.
tell us kind of like the steps of what they would expect, you know, the different yep. layers of it.
So yeah. I definitely have different levels of opportunities
mm-hmm.
And offers to work with me.
Mm-hmm.
The first one is really just a self-paced
mm-hmm.
program
mm-hmm.
where I give you the RAPID framework,
yeah.
which is a tool that I use to help people create a vision statement. Mm-hmm. RAPID stands for reach, audience, pain, identity, and desired results. Those five elements.
It's an acronym. Okay.
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. Come
you
on.
Know, I love acronyms.
Yeah.
Reach, audience, pain, identity, and desired results.
Wow.
So when you understand what your mm-hmm. reach is as yeah. an entrepreneur, business owner,
mm-hmm.
Someone who's seeking to stretch out beyond the box.
Yeah.
What is your reach?
Mm-hmm.
How far do you really want to extend your influence?
Mm-hmm.
That's the reach, which I use words like global,
mm-hmm.
worldwide,
mm-hmm.
international,
mm-hmm.
local, national, universal.
Mm-hmm.
Which one of those words I'll ask
mm-hmm.
resonates or mm-hmm. hits
yeah.
when you hear it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, even I would ask you, which one of those yeah. words just hit?
Oh, man, probably global.
Okay.
Global.
Global.
Yeah.
So then when you speak in terms of your brand,
yeah.
always say, you know, Pain Global
mm-hmm.
is a global whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, refer to it that way.
Yeah.
from now on. If that's what you see, then declare it.
Yeah.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. So then I take people, audience. You know, who is your ideal audience? Who are the people that resonate with what you say quickly and easily without you having to already do much work? Mm-hmm. That's your audience. Yeah, that's your base.
Yeah.
Then identity. Who are you? Yeah. You know, what do you represent? What's your brand? Then passion, pain.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what's the pain point that made, like mine, my father?
Yeah. Yeah.
So everyone has something that just they went through that results in why they serve the way they do. Why you create the podcast? Why do you sing?
Yeah.
You know, all these different things. What person is going to be helped by the pain that you've overcome?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's tied to the audience. Yeah. They've been through a certain thing, and so now they're the recipients of your overcoming.
Mm-hmm.
So that's understanding that. Then desired result. What is the message that you want to continue to resonate throughout the world after you're gone?
That's good.
That's the message. That's legacy message. That's the outcome. What does the world look like after you've solved the problem?
Yeah.
Like if you fix the problem of why, how will the world look?
Mm-hmm.
How will people be free once you fix it?
Wow.
That's the desired result. Mm-hmm. That's what we shoot for. So I create a vision statement based off of those answers. Yeah. So what I do is I give them the tool, the framework. All right, figure it out for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Or you work with me,
you
know, and I walk you through, ask you questions, and I'll write the statement for you. Most people like that better because they don't like writing, you know. So, then there's a premium level where I actually coach you, spend time with you, where we go through acquiring the vision, mastering the vision, and then executing the vision.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah, that's awesome. That's so good. Yeah. I love how you have those different tiers because, like you said, I can go through this and just put it with all the other books I have, or whatever. So, you know,
right?
And start doing that, and then but you have to have that accountability. Like a huge part of this is accountability.
Yeah.
And I love that you have that as an offering. It's like, you know, I'm gonna keep coaching you through it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, checking in and stuff because when life happens, you know, we like what's the saying? Woo. Life be lifing.
Life be
lifing. And what you gonna do, right? So it's like you're gonna need those other individuals to continue to support you. You know, I do have family here. I do have people who are like-minded individuals who can continue to support me in this endeavor or whatever it is and stuff. And having those people in your square, you know,
in your square,
you know what I'm saying? You know, man, that's so dope. I love it. Okay, cool. So Timothy, you're gonna have to. What we typically do on each episode is we leave something for each creative who watches. Something motivational, something to inspire them to push them forward, like a word of encouragement of some
word.
Sort.
You know, man, what you ain't encouraged yet?
Yeah, you know, the final thing to be like, you know what I'm saying? So,
last thing, and you know, there's so many things I think that are cliche because people don't get it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, and I love this, Takara says this all the time, which really ties in with vision.
Mm-hmm.
Is knowing your identity
is
a game changer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what came to me right now. And the reason why that is so important is who you are ties into what you see.
That's it.
You know, and when you don't know who you are, then the things that you see are not in alignment because you see everything else but yourself.
Yeah.
And if you do see yourself, you're seeing yourself not through the eyes of God.
Yeah.
You're seeing yourself through the eyes of what you've been programmed to look like. Whatever that is, environmental influences, that's how you see yourself. But that's not who you actually are. Yeah. So knowing who you are is a game changer. And then once you figure that out, your eyes really become open and you get clear vision on the direction and your destiny because of your identity.
Mm-hmm. Amen, amen. Man, it reminds me of when Myron was saying, what do you get when you get a copy of 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 a copy? He's like even if you just printed something, you can just keep making copies of a copy. It becomes to a point where something that's unrecognizable. You can't even tell what it is. But he said, you're not even a copy. He said, you're an original of the original. You're not even a copy of the original. He's like, you're the original of the original. So God is the original. And he made you so unique. You're like not like anybody else. And it's just like right there. It's all about identity. And from there, we can go into who we become and what we do and all this stuff, but we can't be like, try to be like everybody else. Mm-hmm. We just can't, man. So, man, dude, that's a good word. Thank you for that.
Absolutely, man. Yes, glad for me having me, man. Yeah, that was good.
Yes, sir. That was good. So tell everybody how they can reach you, man.
First of all,
hold that up.
Make sure you all get the journal. Mm-hmm. Listen, you got to go from unaligned, scattered thoughts to lines to perfectly align with your vision. Yes. First thing. Now, you want to reach
me? Hold on. Slow down real quick.
What?
That's what this is up here, bro?
Absolutely.
I ain't even... Hold on. Okay, so you ain't telling me that. I thought it was just some design. Hold on. Okay, so for those of you watching on YouTube, you know, you're on Spotify, y'all missing this. But my brother on the front cover, he got these dots that just kind of just scattered around. Some of y'all caught this already, you know. That's good for you. But I'm just getting this right now. So, like, he has the scattered dots on here, just showing like we just being scatterbrained, just all over the place, and then they're all lined up right here. Come on,
yeah, man. Going from unaligned to aligned, you know. And see the dopeness, like when you look, like each dot is a thought. See each dot, and so when you look, like you got a dot that's way over here, that its positioning is so far away from the other thought.
Yeah,
its position. So when you go from thought to thought. Look at how much your momentum has to transfer and how much energy it takes to get to the other thought because it's so out of alignment. Yeah. It's so far in its position from the thought that you have right now. Yeah. This thought right here is about music and, you know, how to change people's lives through music. But then you got this other thought that's over here that's not even related. But it's a thought that you have. And you keep jumping to it.
Wow.
Letting go and shifting momentum to go over here to something that's not even in alignment. So when you, but when it's like, when it's right in alignment, you can just go from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing and it makes perfect alignment and shifting is so easy.
So good.
You don't have to, it doesn't take so much work to go do the other thing. That's because its positioning in your life or its priority is not in the right place.
Yeah, and everything is connected. Because you've gotten to a place where it's so seamless because it's connected to that one vision.
Bruh!
But you just, man, come on, bro.
Bam!
That's it.
Seamless. Yeah. It's that's one. It, wow. It's seamless. Like, you're doing different things and it don't even feel like you're changing. Because they're unified. They're seamless.
That's good. Man, I'm about to flow through this. Y'all make sure y'all get y'all a copy. But first, let me pull it back. Timothy, how can they reach you?
TheClarityDoctor.com. Check me out, or you can actually go to VisionWritersUSA.com. Either one of those.
Yeah.
Check me out on all the social media platforms. The Clarity Doctor. Under The Clarity Doctor. Check me out.
Man, I love it. And all those links will be in the description below on the YouTube and on the Spotify and all of that. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in to another Creative Encounter podcast episode. Remember, this is a ministry. We are a nonprofit. So if you want to support, become a monthly partner, I would love for you to join. So that link is below. It is tax deductible as well. So go ahead and join Joy Z Pay Music and Creative Encounter podcast. And we love you guys. Thank you so much.
Peace.